Alderman Hanneman.
I would also argue conversely, though, we don't know that it's going to be a smaller event. If it is one of the only events around, we've seen what's happened in other communities around the Midwest. Once restrictions have been lifted and everybody swarms to someplace that's fun and there's something to do and there's music and entertainment, I would argue there's just as equal of a chance it could be larger and it'll ultimately cost the city more money and put a stress on our police and public works departments. And I would also argue financially, as came into play with the civic celebration for 4th of July, I think we have to keep a close eye on the finances. With everything that's happened with COVID-19, we're not rolling in clover right now. We have to be very, very mindful of the taxpayer dollars. Those are my points. Thank you.
Madam Clerk, can you tell me the number of licenses we typically issue for the fair, if you know?
On an average, we have been at about 35 to 40 food vendors, and we range from about 190 to 225 non-food vendors.
So about 260 licenses. So if the fair committee came to me and said, Mr. Mayor, we're going to limit this to 130 permits, then we'd have something to talk about. But right now, we have no clue as to the number of vendors. Could be 260, could be 400. Because if we look at what's going on at Ballpark Commons, on any given weekend, they're parking on the grass, and most of it's blue and white license plates. We have no clue. I said it when we were talking about civic celebrations. My responsibility is for the health and safety of the citizens of Franklin. I can't support going forward with the fair, and I love the fair. I don't know how many years I walked up and down with the clerk saying, I'm from the government and I'm here to take your license. unless there's a plan, this is risky business. Is there a motion regarding this matter?
Second.
Discussion of the motion to deny. Actually, to cancel. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
No.
The motion carries. 4 ayes, 1 no, 1 absent. Sorry, committee, but I think it's wise.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I'm not going to go into 15, which is closed session. Let's do licenses and permits. Alderman Nelson.
I'm going to yield to Alderman Wilhelm.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Sure, you want to do it?
Or sure.
You guys were.
I'm happy to.
Whoever's got it.
Well, let's go for right. Number 3, Alderwoman Hanneman.
Thank you. I move the approval, hold, or deny of the following license applicants. On page 1, approve with letter. Robinson, approve. Walters, approve with letter. Corona, approve. The next one is the Federation of Croatian Services, Croatian Festival. Mr. Krenz came in and discussed the event with us as we're following up and talking about the St. Martin's Fair. They would like to change that application to be only for Saturday, July 18th, from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. So that means it goes from a 3-day to a 2-day or a 1-day event. They did submit a letter of management for their COVID-19 mitigation and prevention, and so we move the approval of that license. The rest of the page is approve. Moving to page 2, the first two are to approve Geski, hold for appearance. The remainder of the page is approved. Moving to page 3, applicant Bryant, hold. for appearance. Applicant Chatfield, hold for appearance. The remainder of the page is approved. Page 4 is improved. Approved. Save applicant Colley, hold for appearance. Everything else is approved.
I have a question. Did you say the Colley, Joseph Colley?
Yes, hold for appearance.
Okay, thank you.
Page 5, approve all. Page 6, approve all the operator renewals down to Sam's Club and Prime Times. Those are both approved pending inspection and noting a change of agent for Sam's Club.
Yeah. Nice job.
I do have a question on the Croatian event. 1,500 people a day?
No, that has...
I'll get the sheet.
You can just tell me. I trust you guys implicitly. But
they're limiting to 700, which they're going to control with people at the gate counting because they have only the one access point. He said ultimately they're not sure they are even still going to hold the event, so there is still the opportunity, the possibility that they may cancel, but they wanted to not come in at the last minute for their license approval.
Yeah, I've been to the event. It's a good event, but a lot of people.
No, he put a great plan forward, so.
Alderman Nelson.
Just to add to that in that folder, in their folder, is their plan. So it's listed in there with about 14 points, which he was very forthright. I mean, he did a really good job, and that's why I really support it.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to I-1. Vouchers. Is there a motion approving city vouchers with an ending date of June 12th in the amount of $1,614,024.43 and payroll dated June 5th? The amount of $396,145.36 in payments of various payroll deductions, and the amount of $254,266.96 plus city matching payments, and estimated payroll of June 19th, estimated at $400,000, and payments of the various payroll deductions, estimated at $415,000 plus city matching payments, and estimated payroll of July 3rd, estimated at $388,000. And payroll deductions estimated at $217,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax disbursements with an ending date of June 12th in the amount of $5,943,135.02, and the use of investment funds for tax settlements of $3,240,216.68, and approval to release library vouchers upon approval of the library board not to exceed $15,000.
So move.
Second.
All those in, Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Mayor, not on that issue.
Five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
I'm just feeling a little uncomfortable about taking the Croatian with those votes, because I didn't actually see the whole plan, and I'm wondering if we could take that one out, or reconsider to take one out. I guess I didn't realize it was going to be 700 people, and so I
opposed to 1,500.
They have 30 acres
of land. I mean.
Does everyone feel the plan was really solid?
All right, there's a request for separate action on that particular item.
No, there's a motion to reconsider because it was approved.
All right, there's a motion to reconsider.
Second.
Licenses. On the motion to reconsider, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? On licenses except for the extraordinary event license for Federation of Croatian Societies, is there a motion to approve?
Second, or so moved.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion on aye. Everything except Federation Croatians?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. On the is there a motion regarding Federation Croatian Societies?
Mayor.
Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion to deny.
However,
I would have liked to heard from the elf officer. Where'd she go?
Let's do it differently. Is there a motion regarding Federation of Croatian Societies?
I made the motion.
Are you making a motion to deny it, or?
Right. I wanted to hear from the health officer on that one, and that was my recommendation on the committee as well.
All right, well, Alderman Wilhelm made the motion to deny. Is there a second to the motion to deny?
Second.
Okay, on the motion to deny, all those in favor of the motion to deny signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Madam Clerk, let's take a roll call.
Alderman Nelson.
No.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
No.
Alderman Barber.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman DeAndrea.
No.
Okay, on the motion to deny, motion fails. Four noes, one aye, one absent. All right.
Thank you for doing that.
Is there, and Alderman Barber, you don't need to always second. Is there a motion, is there another motion on this?
I'm sorry, what?
Is there another motion on this matter?
I'd like to make a motion to approve this event and also make sure it is read in their plan, which I thought was very comprehensive.
Okay.
Second.
All right, on the motion to approve, we might as well just go ahead, Madam Clerk.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Four ayes, one no, one absent. Motion is approved. Okay, so given that we have a small attendance for item G15, which is potential property acquisition, let's do that one first. My apologies to the folks from Bear Development and the other folks from Muskego, but that one's going to take longer than this one. So we're going to go into closed session on this one. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stats 19.85 sub 1 sub E for market competition and bargaining reasons to deliberate and consider terms relating to potential property acquisition for the development of West Elm Road widening and public utilities, public improvements for the tax incremental district number 4, Franklin Corporate Park, 10627 South 27th Street, tax key numbers 951-9996-002, potential acquisition of approximately 5,969 square feet and 951-9999-001, potential acquisition of approximately 5,234 square feet, 3001 West Elm Road, tax key number 978-9996-006, potential acquisition of approximately 15,977 square feet, and 10613 South 27th Street, tax key number 951-9996-009, potential acquisition of approximately 24,008 square feet, and the investment of public funds and governmental actions in relation thereto, and to effect such acquisitions and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed therein as it deems appropriate. This should not take a whole long time. Mm-hmm. Madam Clerk, is there...
So moved.
All those in favor?
No.
Madam Clerk.
I wasn't voting. I was stopping.
You don't need to.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
Okay, we're going to go into closed session, so all of you guys get out.
It's done. It's done. They never stay up.
It is 7:50. We are back in open session. Mr. City Attorney, you have a motion for us?
A potential motion is a motion to authorize and approve the acquisition and purchase of parcels 1 and 2 for the sum of $260,000 and parcel 6 for the sum of $110,000 for a total of $370,000 and authorize the city's public acquisition of property consultant proceed with the process pursuant to the city's consultant's recommended acquisition process and to authorize the director of finance and treasurer to issue checks in the aforesaid amounts.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion and a motion. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
No.
Roll call.
Let's do a roll call.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
No.
Five ayes, one no, no absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. We want to go close, right? And, whichever is that. Okay. Okay, folks, I'm sorry to do this to you again, but it's the way we're going to have to do this to make it all work out right. I don't have an action sheet with it properly written out.
The action sheet should be right in there.
All right, sorry, folks.
I didn't get one of them.
Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statutes 19.85, sub 1, sub G this time, to confer with legal counsel for the common counsel who is rendering an oral or written advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to potential litigation with regards to a special exception to certain natural resources provisions, a certified survey map, and a site plan applications, all related to properties within the Bear Development, Ryan Meadows Development by Mills Hotel Wyoming LLC, and Copart of Connecticut, Inc., respectively, in which it is likely to become involved, and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
So move.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. Nine 9:32, we're back into open session. Is there a motion to adopt resolution 2020, whatever it's going to be, a resolution authorizing certain officials to accept a conservation easement for lot 84, Ryan Meadows, Mills Hotel, Wyoming, LLC applicant, generally the east side of Monarch Drive, south of Chicory Street, an area commonly known as Area G, subject to technical corrections by staff. This is council item G3 on page 111.
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of the motion?
That's the motion on the action sheet.
This is exactly off the action sheet, yes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
No.
Motion carries, four ayes, two noes. Move back to item one, Mr. City Attorney. This is the standards and findings on a special exception to certain natural resources provisions. Yes, we were in closed session. We had a rather substantial discussion about the findings. And we have a memorandum regarding this. And Mr. City Attorney has a motion regarding this matter. Mr. City Attorney. And please use your mic to turn it on. Thank you.
Council members, also, in addition to a detailed review of the standards, findings, and decision, which as presented to the council for this meeting, included options to approve, conditionally approve, and reasons and findings statements to deny. And common council members also detail reviewed the legal opinion letter provided to the council and which was in the agenda packet provided by Counsel for Bear Development, Attorney Paul Kent. So following that detailed review and consideration and deliberation, a potential motion would be a motion to adopt the standards, findings, and decision of the City of Franklin Common Council upon the application of Mills Hotel Wyoming LLC applicant for a special exception to certain natural resource features provisions of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance with the provisions set forth within that document, upon which the Common Council hereby denies a special exception for such relief, subject to minor and or technical changes by the Department of City Development, and the addition to the decision document of a statement that, quote, while recognizing the caution regarding forward-looking statements in part one thereof, the United States Securities and Exchange Commission Form 10K annual report for the fiscal year ended July 31, 2019, for and submitted by Copart Inc. on or about September 30, 2019, provides in part at page 11 in the salvage vehicle remarketing industry, large numbers of wrecked vehicles are stored at storage facilities, and during that time, spills of fuel, motor oil, and other fluids may occur, resulting in soil, surface water, or groundwater contamination. And that would be a potential motion. The statement from the United States Security and Exchange Commission annual report was found upon review of the SEC.gov Securities and Exchange Commission website.
And that was the filings of Copart annual report. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved to deny.
Is there a second?
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
No.
Motion to deny passes, 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstentions. With that, we move on to item 2, which is a two-lot certified survey map. Again, we did discuss this at length in the closed session. Several issues involved, and the city attorney again has information and a motion. Mr. City Attorney, there is a memorandum attached to this.
The Common Council members did review the draft memorandum in detail, as well as the Council for Bear Development Attorney Paul Kent's legal opinion letter, which was provided in the agenda packet on these matters, and a potential motion with regard to item G2, the certified survey map application by Mills Hotel Wyoming LLC applicant. Potential motion would be to adopt and approve the memorandum as presented to the Common Council at this meeting, subject to minor and or technical changes by the Department of City Development, and the addition to the memorandum document of a statement that, quote, while recognizing the caution regarding forward-looking statements in part one thereof, the United States Securities and Exchange Commission Form 10-K annual report for the fiscal year ended July 31, 2019, for and submitted by Copart Inc. on or about September 30, 2019, provides in part at page 11, quote, in the salvage vehicle remarketing industry, large numbers of wrecked vehicles are stored at storage facilities, and during that time, spills of fuel, motor oil, and other fluids may occur, resulting in soil, surface water, or groundwater contamination, close quote. That statement with regard to a potential motion being found upon review of the United States Securities and Exchange Commission website at sec.gov.
So motion is to deny.
The motion is to adopt the memorandum draft, and the memorandum draft has the provisions for a denial set forth therein.
Such a motion. Is there such a motion?
Motion to deny.
Second.
No. Does the motion include what I read into the record?
Second.
And your motion includes what the city attorney read in?
Yes.
And your second? Alderman Barber. Alderman Wilhelm.
The provisions include the cul-de-sac?
Yes.
Okay.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
No.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion to deny passes. 5 ayes, 1 no. No absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.